From Wampaw University in upstate New York, near the village of Wampaw, an ancient feeding village of the native peoples of New York and Vermont. It's Elcott, the next step. Here now is your host, from our Redeemery headquarters near the Arch of Power, Dr. Ed Elcott. Thank you very, very much, and a pleasant good day to all of you. What an exciting time it is, because the Redeemery baths have been opened and have been flushed now for a good 3 or 4 months. We're going to find out all about it today with our special guest, Jazbo Reynolds. And Jazbo is also about to embark on one of the most dramatic adventures that any human being can embark on. And that is that Jazbo is about to be elevated to the level of Overlord. And a pleasant day to you, Jazbo. Thank you for joining us.
Well, Ed, it's my pleasure, and I'm very, very happy to be not only with you, Ed, but with all of the good people out there as well.
Now, Jazbo, you're also here for an auditing session for me, are you not?
Yes, I am, Ed, and I believe the Overlords have given permission for me to express what an audit is. They did counsel that you should not make any notes, verbal notes yourself. You can assent to what I'm saying. You can agree to what I'm with what I'm saying, but do not give any opinions of your own.
I understand that. May I ask a question that may be seen as an opinion?
I would tread very carefully, but go ahead.
You being here to audit me, and I'm not being considered for the level of Overlord.
I'm awfully sorry.
Okay, well, now I know, I guess. I'm sorry.
Yeah, fuck.
That's a very good technique. Laughing through the leveling is something that can help us endure it and certainly even come to enjoy it at times.
Well, I'll tell you this, and I tell this true. I don't know that I'll ever come to enjoy a leveling, but I say that with a proviso that in case that angers the Overlords, I'll take it back.
Very wise.
So you were saying, Jazbo, you're here to audit.
Well, yes, I am, Ed. The reason why is because, as you know, we went to our Redeemery baths last month, and you had mentioned on Twitter that the Redeemery bath experience could be misinterpreted. You're absolutely right. But we certainly don't want anyone who is a priesterly north or a priesterly south, which is what you are, Ed. We don't want you making the situation worse by interpreting it as such.
Well, you don't deny, do you, that, Jazbo, that, and I'm going to practice calling you Overlord if it's all right.
Yes, but at some point you must call me Overlord in waiting, or you could call me Overlord in the oven, or if you want, you can say Overlord in a tray or a pan.
Overlord in a pan, so people are listening, understand, means that you are an overlord being readied to be inserted into the final heating, into the final preparation process to become an overlord. Hence, you're an overlord in a pan, or you're an overlord cooling.
That is correct. Now, you went to the Redeemery baths at what time?
All right, can I ask you a question? It's not an opinion, it's a question.
All right.
Are you going? Is this an audit, or are you going to ask me questions? Or, okay.
See, that was a question, but it came off as an opinion.
No, I just wanted to know. All right, never mind.
So you went to the Redeemery last week, or?
No, I was at the Redeemery or the Redeem baths for the Redeem. That was last month.
All right. Now, the Redeem, as you did well note on Twitter, and I don't think there was anything wrong with it, you noted that the Redeem can be seen as grown men, even mentally deficient grown men, slopping and playing in mud. Isn't that true?
Yes, as has been noted in many of the communications we've received from the general public.
Well, that is very true, and Ed is correct in saying that many of you out there have written letters saying that when you drive by our Redeem baths in the desert areas of California, or here in upstate New York, that you'll often, it looks to you as if you're seeing men, fully grown, mature men, and sometimes women, who may have had a head injury, or might have been born deficient, slopping and playing in mud. I can assure you, and this is why I'm on the program today, that this is not the case at all. The reason why people in Elkhart sit in that mud is to infuse themselves with the healing qualities of that mud and also to lower the ego threshold. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes, I'd agree with that. I think there are better ways of saying it.
Don't ever...
Fuck it!
Don't criticize me or disagree with me.
I'm not criticizing or disagreeing. What I'm trying to say... Look, why don't we go to the tape and people will be able to hear?
All right. Ed Elkhart was good enough to tape record the Redeem baths that he went to last month. Now, again, this is our priesterlies immersing themselves in the mud, making mud patties, and then pretending to be cooking them, turning them into mud pies, and then taking ceremonial bites out of them. Once that has been achieved, then you take handfuls of muddy water and mud and you throw it on each other. So let's listen, if we can, to what was going on at that particular...
All right, this is fun.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
This is a lot of fun. I love being able to... I just do. I just love being able to sit here in the mud baths. Watch this. Watch. Ha ha. Ha ha. Cut it out.
Ow!
Uh-huh. Hey, I got you with the mud.
Oh, yeah?
How about this? Try this on for size.
Yeah!
You look stupid.
You look stupid. You look stupider and stupider as the days go by. Dumber, dumber, and dumber. Things don't get much dumber with you, Ed. You are goddamn.
Okay, what? It's time now to make the mud patty. It's time to make the mud patty.
You're not running things.
I beg your pardon?
You're not running things.
I'm a priesterly, you're not. Now make the mud patty.
I don't want to.
Make the mud patty.
Oh!
All right, then I have no choice but to take this wad of mud here, see it?
Yeah.
And stick it down your underwear.
Fuck it! Fuck it! Fuck it!
Now, let me ask a question. Can I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead.
What were you doing? I can still hear the mud there.
That was some of the... You can turn that... Jerry?
Yes?
Is that still me playing in the mud?
That's some residual, yeah.
Now, the question is, of course, Ed, what were you doing?
I was conducting a session of Redeem. And those individuals, who were not priesterlies, by the way, they were initiates and novitiates, were going against my wishes.
All right, well, that is valid. You are not an overlord. However, as a priesterly, you do hold rank over the initiate and novitiate. What were they not doing?
They were not making their mud pot. They weren't making their mud patty. See, this is the part.
I understand. This is very difficult, and it's difficult for lay people to understand the Redeem. Ed is not here to be punished. Ed is here to be audited.
I think that a lot of people may not understand that idea because I have been leveled twice.
Yes, leveling is a form of discipline, but it certainly doesn't indicate or connote or denote the fact that you're failing. It simply is a way of keeping you on track.
All right, well then what do you advise at this particular point?
I think we should take phone calls from the audience listening to today's Elkhart the Next Step, and we can get some input from them on what they think they see when they see the Redeem Mud Bath. If you think you see mentally deficient male adults playing in mud, well, certainly we can set you straight. Just call us in and we'll show you where you're mixed up.
Elkhart the Next Step. With Dr. Ed Elkhart and special guest Jasbo Reynolds, soon to become an overlord. We'll continue in just a moment. If you're looking toward the next Elkhart the Next Step initiation lecture, look no further than the Elkhart the Next Step initiation hotline. You can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 4 months out of the year, 3 months out of a month, 6 years out of 12, and 12 years out of one. Just give us a call here at Wampaw University. Ask for Dr. Ed Elkhart, Building 4, Office 3. That's Building 4, Office 3. If there's no answer, please hang up and call again. Let the phone ring 3 times. When answered, then you can shout your name, hang up immediately, and go to the closest corner where there's a fire hydrant, and we'll come by and try to help you. If we're not there in 5 minutes, make sure that you are also there.
with at least your mother and I have a family, you can find out.
Elcott, the next step. We'll continue right after this.
Hey, this is Sammy with Sammy's Polish Sandwiches. You know, in upstate New York, there's nothing like a great Polish sandwich, Italian sausage, or the German sauerbraten. You can have it all if you go off of Route 6, and that's Route 6 right up there upstate in New York. In Utica, New York, in Rome, New York, in Poland, New York, in all those wonderful towns, you can stop by and get a big Polish sandwich and a sausage sandwich and a sandwich sausage. Get a sausage, look like a sandwich, or if you want to look like a sausage, you eat here at Sammy's. Sammy's on Route 6.
Sammy's, right off the highway. This is Elcott, the next step, from Wampaw University in Wampaw Village, New York. And I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. With me is Jazbo Reynolds. And we've already started things very smartly here, Jazbo, talking about the Redeemery mud baths and the Redeemery mud, which is far too descriptive, I think. As a matter of fact, here they come.
Overlords. Ed, you don't want to get too descriptive. The overlords, as you know, are very, very touchy when it comes to how things are described. When someone such as yourself, who is a very reliable priesterly, someone who probably won't get elevated to the level of overlord very, very quickly because you're too reliable at the lower rank that you're at, when you start offering opinions or descriptions, bad things happen. Bad things happen. Bad things happen.
I or not take drugs, no more.
All hail Elcott.
Well, Jazbo Reynolds is with me and your phone calls right now. Let's go to Mary D. Mary D. is local here in Wampaw. Mary D., how are you? Well, Mary D., are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Mary D.
Hello, Ed and Jazbo.
Hi, Mary D. Any questions for us?
Yes, I have a question. I drove by the Redeem Mud, which is near the boathouse, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, our Redeemery Mud here in upstate New York is near the boathouse on Lake Hogan. Lake Hogan is just down the road.
Yes, well, I did drive by the Redeem Mud Bath there, and I saw, I think, Dr. Elcott and two other men throwing mud at each other, wearing underwear, and one of the men was crying and laying on the ground and kicking his legs. Now, I ask you, how am I supposed to interpret that, but that I'm seeing a home for the mentally deficient, or a home at least for men who have perhaps fried their brains or burned their minds out on alcohol or drugs? And I'll hang up and listen.
Well, thank you very much, Mary. I think that was her name.
You know what? I forgot.
I did too. Well, Mary, I can tell you that when you drive by the Redeem Mud Bath and you are seeing grown men throwing mud on each other, as was evidenced in this particular documentary recording that we heard from Dr. Elcott, you can hear it right here. And there you go.
Cut it out.
Ow! Yeah, that is... what was happening there, Ed?
Well, I had told them that they needed to make their mud patties because the sun was beginning to slip down behind the horizon, and the mud patties would not be dried enough for them to take a ceremonial bite out of. And then, of course, we'd have to put them in the fake oven and cook them, basically pretending as if we're little girls making mud pies. But that's not what it is.
No, it isn't. It's not that at all. I wish that we would clear the way for our priesterlies and novitiates to get out of the mud pit and to walk over to the automobiles that are pulling up on the highway and tell them what's going on. But the overlords at this particular point, they just aren't buying it. I went in, I made my proposal, I made my presentation, and they just shook their heads back and forth. As you know, overlords don't speak to anyone below their rank. They don't speak to priesterlies, novitiates, initiates. They don't speak to anyone other than their own kind. They only speak to their own. The only overlord that does speak to those lower is Beans Halberstam. Beans is a, you might say, liaison.
Yes, Beans Halberstam has been indicted and has been elected as the only proper liaison between overlords and the priestlies and subsets.
I hope that answers your question, Mary.
All right, our next phone call comes from Josh in Denver. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Look, I'm sitting listening to this. I don't know what exactly you people do, but my understanding is you play in the mud.
No, that's not right, Josh. The mud, that is a redeemery.
All right, that's a redeemery. That's your religious right. But if you are playing in the mud in your underwear, I've got a wife and I've got children. And they're driving by and they're looking at that.
I understand.
All right. And then you're taking, I heard this man say, that he takes a handful of mud and shoves it down another man's pants.
No, that was one of the novitiates.
All right, well, is that not allowed?
Oh, it certainly is allowed, but it is frowned on. First, you have to smear the mud all over the other guy's face and in his hair.
Oh, okay. Gentlemen, what you're describing does sound mentally deficient. It does sound as if you've got, as they say, only one oar in the water, or whatever you want to say.
So you think it makes us sound as if we're insane?
Yes. I don't want to say insane. It sounds as if you're damaged. There's neurologic damage. There's a lack of a chromosome or something. That's what my fear is. So when I drive by with my family, and they see that, you know.
Well, what are you afraid is going to happen?
Oh, I don't think anything's going to happen. I think it's just going to be shocking for them to take a look and see that there is these guys in their underwear in the mud. That's all.
Well, what we're doing, and the reason why we're on the air here today, is to educate you so that you'll get used to seeing it, especially there in Denver. We're opening up a redeemery there.
You're opening one here?
Oh, yes, we are. We're going to be opening a redeemery in the Denver area very, very soon with bubbling hot baths. They'll be very, very close to the highway.
Why do you people put them close to the highway?
Ed, you want to take that one?
Okay. The reason why we put them close to the highway, sir, is so that you can see, so that in point of fact, you can witness exactly what's going on in our mud baths, and you won't be frightened. You won't be put off by it.
Well, I'm already put off by it. See, that's the problem.
Well, this is why we're having this program, so you'll understand why grown men are throwing mud down each other's bathing suits.
Well, they're not bathing suits.
I'm sorry, I'm at underwear.
All right, well, I'm concerned, that's all. I'm just concerned.
Well, sir, don't understand that this is simply a way of leaching the toxins from our bodies, and it's a way of preparing ourselves for complete ego immersion before we elevate to the overlord status.
Right, but that's your business. That's not my... I don't care about that. I care about my kids seeing you in your underwear.
Well, I can assure you, sir, seeing me in my underwear, there are worse things for your kids. In fact, I would say this, and please don't take this the wrong way, but if there's only one thing that your children should ever see in this world, if they couldn't see anything else, if they were going to be struck blind, and there was only going to be one thing they'd see, me in my underwear, there are worse things.
I think that there are not. I disagree.
Well, but you don't know. You're not a... Are you an overlord?
I'm an overlord in my house, pal, okay?
All right, sir. Well, can you hang on, and we'll put you through to the overlord switchboard. Beans Halberstam will be on the line with you.
Who is that again?
Beans Halberstam.
Beans Halberstam, sir, is one of our overlords.
I don't give a...
All right, we have him on the phone. And we'll take a brief timeout. This gentleman is going to be talking to Beans. We'll take more of your phone calls here. This is LCUT, the next step here from Wampaw University in upstate New York. LCUT, the next step. We'll be right back.
Hello.
I was told I'm going to be put through to a Beans Halberstam. Is that you?
What is the problem?
What's the problem?
I can tell you what do you need?
What do I need? How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Really, none of your business. None of your concern.
Oh, it's none of my business or concern. Are you an adult?
What?
Are you an adult? Are you a mentally deflated adult? How old are you?
I'm 3.
You're 3. Thank you very much.
I'll
come next time. Yeah, let me talk to that kid that I was just talking to. Oh, the liaison, hold on.
Huh?
Hey, yeah, did you just call me an asshole or something?
No, I didn't say nothing.
Well, you called me some kind of a filthy name. I'm the guy that you were just talking to.
I'm just a pounding homo. I didn't say anything.
Bullshit.
What?
I said bullshit.
That's Route 6 in downtown Wampaw. Do it today. And this is LCUT, the next step. I'm Dr. Ed LCUT. Welcome here to the LCUT University, Wampaw Division, LCUT Redeem. or the mud. That is the leaching of toxins from the body to purify mind and soul before one is immersed.
Leaching of the body, as Dr. Elcott just described. By the way, I'm Jasbo Reynolds, and I am soon to be elevated to the level of Overlord. And the leaching of the body, the leaching of these poisons, is so that we are readied for the complete annihilation of ego. Now, Ed Elcott is probably one of the most advanced priesterlies we know. Will he ever become an Overlord? I know this is hurting you, Ed, I know.
Well, you know, it's... Dwight, you have to talk about it.
No, he won't, because he's too valuable. Ed can put up with any kind of humiliation, any kind of submersion of the ego. He's had all kinds of dignity stripped away from him, and he keeps right on pumping.
Did you ever consider the reason why I did that is because I'm looking for a goddammit?
Hey now, yeah.
Can I say something?
I wish you wouldn't.
No, but I want to. This is a good thing. You hear Dr. Elcott, when he is leveled, he maintains positive. Maintains positive outreach, what we call. And what that means is, even as he's being tased by the overlords, he maintains a good attitude. You'll always hear him saying something nice. He'll be saying, hey now, hey yeah. It's almost like you're cheerleading, Ed.
Well, that's wonderful. I you know, I guess you're going to make me demonstrate it again.
Yeah, come on in, overlords. Let's do it again.
Oh, it feels good. Feels good. Feels good. Feels good. Oh, it feels good. Fuck.
Right there, we won't make you do it anymore.
Thank you very much. That's very, very nice of you.
A little too angry. All right, let's go to another phone call, huh, Ed?
Yeah, okay. And here's Danny. Danny, you're on the Elcott, the Next Step show here for this beautiful Monday.
Hi, is this Ed Elcott?
Yes, it is.
Hey, when are you going to stop letting them tase you? Because I don't think it's right. I don't think that it is anything that...
Please don't say that, because they'll just take it out on me.
No. They should not take it out on you, because there are so many...
Birthday cake.
See what I mean? And there you are trying to remain positive, saying birthday cake and all that other stuff. I think it's wrong what they're doing to you. And I think the overlords are overstuffed assholes.
Every time you say something like that, sir, he's just going to get tased.
Well, all right. What's your name?
No, that's none of your business.
What's your name?
That's not... Okay. You know.
Elcott, the Next Step. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Ed, are you all right?
Yeah.
You are all right?
Yeah, I feel good.
Okay.
I'm being Calvert Sam. I'm going to be Overlord, and someday you come and see me. I hope you do. Dr. Elcott is a dickhead. He's a dickhead.
All right, Beans. And I am Jasbo Reynolds. And Dr. Elcott, are you all right?
Oh. Well, for some reason, that burns, you know?
It will. Well, you get your third or fourth tasing of the day, yeah, it starts to burn.
I mean, rectally.
Yeah, well, that's what it's supposed to do.
Okay. Ed Elcott with you. Beans Halberstam has joined us. Beans, how are you?
I'm good.
Now, Beans, I heard you talking on the phone to some people who had called in and were lodging complaints, and you basically told one man to pounded up and left. I don't know what you said.
I thought a man, he had no idea.
My feeling is the following, and I'll go ahead and I'll risk a tasing. We're being very negative today. It's all being taken out on me. Go ahead, call the overlords if you want. I don't care.
I'm not going to call the overlords. I just think you should be more thoughtful. I think you should be phrasing your words in your mind before you say them.
Oh, I'm not going to phrase my words in my mind. I've played in mud. I've had sex on the dirt floor of a tool shed. I have been chased by the police. I've been tased I don't know how many times. I've taken guff from every kind of slob that came into this religion after me and has been elevated to overlord status ahead of me.
I have taken every humiliation, including sitting here and having to take it from a 3-year-old.
It's good.
Ed, I gotta hand it to you. It took some pretty big balls to say what you just said. To stand there and say that, and I even got a little fleck of spittle on my face. No, really, when you were there, nose to nose with me, saying what you were just saying, I got spit on my lip right here, a little bit over here.
Ha! You got spittle on your face?
Yes, I did, see?
Oh, man.
Now, just, you know, I gotta tell you, I admire you for that. To do that knowing you were going to take a tasing that could toast bread.
L Cut, the next step from Wampaw University in upstate New York will be in your state very soon. Do you want to learn the ways of the priesterly? Would you like to learn how to become an overlord, to subsume ego, and to disperse yourself on the gross level? Molecular, cellular, or atomic, it's available to you at L Cut, the next step. Our mobile training vehicles will be visiting your town very soon.
L Cut, the next step is the only modern religion that comes to you through our mobile training devices. Automobiles fully equipped for dispersal, for leveling, as well as our now very, very famous Redeem Baths will be equipped and will be in local areas. Collect at central locations. Again, collect at central locations. It is there that you'll be given name tags and identity numbers. Once you receive those, then load yourself on to all of the correctly marked buses. You'll be taken to segregated areas and there handed out booklets as to behavior in
L Cut, the next step.
L Cut, the next step. A new religion for a new age. This is the 21st century. Nothing like this century has ever been seen before. Man stands on the precipice of eternal knowledge. To know all. To know as much as, if you will, God himself. That is not to say that man is God, but it is to say that God and man share a space together. Man at the right hand of God, God at his left hand and elevated slightly. Through L Cut, the next step, ego is submerged, becoming almost like matter in a dryer, lint, as it's been described on the gross level, lint in a dog's nostril.
You must become as lint in a dog's nostril. Huebner L Cut.
Page 3, chapter 6 of the Huebner text.
Become as lint in a dog's nostril, and have sex with ye and she on dirt floors, whereas the threshing machine is held.
That's from the Huebner text, chapter 7, verse 12.
And on we went, until my pants were shredded, and I was naked from the waist down, wearing only dress shoes.
The Huebner text, chapter 9, verse 31.
Once I came unto them, I was tased thoroughly by the overlord as he slugged old Milwaukee and watched roller derby. I was angry, very angry, and wanted to thrash out, but I could not, as the overlord sat there with a gun pointed at the head of one of my children.
Huebner text, chapter 16, verse 3. These are all vital documents and parts of
the Huebner text.
The Huebner text being the Bible of L Cut, the next step.
To get a copy of the Huebner text, the Bible of L Cut, the next step, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to L Cut, Wampaw University, Wampaw Village, New York, New York, New York.
Well, there is the Huebner text, and the word is out.
Well, it is, Ed, and it's very exciting to know that now the Huebner text is released, the Huebner text, one that had been kept very, very secret.
The Huebner text was kept in the garage of Bradley Huebner Elcott. He is my great-great-uncle, and he lives in one of the outlying villages as yet unnamed near Wampaw University.
The Huebner text was kept there for generations in that garage, once a horse carriage barn. Eventually, it became a mechanic shop for, the Lotus people as they were racing automobiles in the Watkins Glen area. And then eventually it was owned by a motorcycle club. A great deal of beer drinking and wine drinking was done there, and the entire area had to be located, evaluated, and then leveled because of the demonic, devilish, and negativity associated with it. The demonism, which has nothing to do with motorcycle groups, but the acts that they perform had to have been through a very thorough period of time because all of the leveling there was at least 5 years in the making.
And the leveling, eventually the recovery there of that garage, that horse barn, and the Elcott properties were done courtesy of Jasbo Reynolds Towing.
Jasbo Reynolds Towing, which is Jasbo's family, not only is very devoutly involved in Elcott the Next Step, but they have a towing and a demolition business as well.
It was Jasbo Reynolds Demolition that took out the entire carriage, took out the entire barn, knocked down the main house, and took out a good portion of the guest house before setting fire to all of it, so there was purity in all thought and deed.
So this is a involvement that your family has had. So were they paid for that, right?
And why would you ask that? See, I got a...
That's good, it's good, it's good.
Shit. Why would you ask that?
I thought it was a... Never mind, fuck.
Oh, I can answer the question, but you asked it in a very insolent way. Yes, we were paid for it. Yes, our family was paid for it. So are we not allowed to be paid for it?
Of course you can be paid for it.
All right. So we were paid for it, and no, it's not nepotism. No, it's not kickbacks. No, it's none of those things. What it is quite simply this. It is my family tied in and very, very significantly tied in with the Elk...
What have you done to me and the guy?
I didn't do anything, Beans. I didn't do anything.
Are you all dead? Are you dead?
I'm all right, Beans. Don't worry about it. Please don't trouble yourself.
You're gonna be overlord. You're gonna get trouble.
I didn't mean to make him sad, Beans, all right?
Well, okay.
It's all right, Beans. If I really need you, I'll give you the high sign. I'll give you one of these, and one of these.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, I'm sorry, Ed, you know. So, Beans, you know what's the high sign?
And you teach a little girl to do...
Hey, sunshine. Go ahead. Just do some more announcing.
Yeah, okay. I'm Ed Elcott. This is Elcott the Next Step. And with me is Jasbo Reynolds, soon to be elevated to the level of overlord.
And what? You've got to give my rank.
He's now a sub-overlord.
Thank you. You seem a little... You got to look at an attitude. Why don't you go to a break so I don't have to have you leveled?
Say that again?
Why don't you go to a break so I don't have to have you leveled?
Fuck.
Elcott the Next Step will be right back. But first this, from the Elcott... Take two. But first this, from the Elcott Baths. Hello, I'm Overlord Greg, and these are the Elcott Baths. We slop around in this until the cows come home. I feel good, and you should too. When you slop and you slip and you slide in the Elcott Baths, you feel renewed. You feel like a man. Not many of us can feel like men. Many of us feel like hogs. But if you're an overlord or a member of Elcott the Next Step, and you slop into this mud, only in your underwear, and you begin to push big, big wads of mud into your hair, into the face of the other guy there, you'll begin to feel new, feel like your ego has been subsumed to the point where you can walk down a street in brief underwear or hangers, caked in mud, laughing, and feeling like you are superior to every Christian soul that you see. What other religion can promise that? Elcott the Next Step does, and we do it with a smile on our face, a skip in our step, and a song on our lips. Elcott the Next Step. For an appointment at the Redeem Baths near you, write to Elcott, Redeem Bath, Slovenly, Post Office Box 9, Pigsty 3, Wampaw.
Whee!
Yeah, man, yeah.
Elcott has been remanded to one of our timeout areas, not a timeout. People say that we treat ourselves and our overlords and our priestlies as if we're children. No, we don't. Yes, many of the terms we use sound like terms you'd use for a kid, but what we mean is simply that we have asked him to take a moment to think over and appraise his actions. We don't mean a timeout in the sense that a little tiny kid gets a timeout.
I want to go with that.
I'm sorry? Anyway, this is Beans Halberstam. I know she's an overlord, and yes, she's 3 years old. I know many of you are thinking, well, that proves it. That proves that Ed has thrown his life away on a religion that treats him like a child, even though he is desperately trying to sell it as an adult religion. No, he isn't. I wish you people would quit saying that. No, he isn't, okay? I'm sorry, it looks like the... That's right, I've got to get...
Shit! How's that feel, huh?
Ed, I can tell you...
No, how does it feel?
It doesn't feel very good. I'm gonna be an overlord.
Yeah, you're gonna be an overlord and you got leveled. Think of how it feels for a guy like me, a priesterly, and I haven't got a pig's chance in slop.
I'm Bean Talbotan. I won't thank you, guy.
Now, wait a minute, Bean.
Get the hell out. You too. Hey, Bean, get out! I'm Beans Halberstam, and this is Elkhart, the next step. I'm an overlord, I'm gonna be. I got a phone call. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi. You don't wanna be?
Is this the Elkhart Show?
Uh-huh.
Is this the Elkhart Show?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you sound like a little girl.
I'm Beans Halberstam. I'm the Overlord.
Oh, you're Beans Halberstam. Forgive me, Overlord. This is Regina Johnson. I'm calling from the Rapid City office, the franchise here.
Uh-huh.
I can speak with you. You're an Overlord. We did not get our shipment of application forms, and we also, of course, we didn't get the Redeemery books, and we have not yet been piped in for the Sacred Mud, so we've had to put things off a week.
The mud there, and the Redeemery book are gonna be mailed out to you.
Say that again?
They're gonna mail out to you.
They're gonna be mailed out to me? All right, is there an adult, Will?
I'm an overlord, you don't know how.
You're an overlord and I don't know how. All right, whatever you say, Beans, I adhere and I bow to you.
Good, very good.
You know, there's something about that bothers me. You know, I just...
No, you can't do it.
Well, I'm just going to say it. I think you're a dirty little... Hey. Fuck!
I'm being held with Dan. We'll be right back. Hold on. Oh, no. I'm not. Elkhart, next step.
Elkhart, the next step gets deeper and weirder. Elkhart, the next step immerses you and immerses your mind. The soul has been immersed. The mind will be. You are being immersed now. These and other lessons of Elkhart, the next step can be absorbed or book read. They can be tried. They can be true, or they can be ignored 100%. It's up to you and you alone. Joining us every week on these airwaves at this station ensures that you will become fraternized as well as given your heads up in Elkhart, the next step.
Be sure to make sure your local station carries Elkhart, the next step each and every week on this station at this time. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do.
Back here with Ed Elkhart. I am Ed Elkhart, and this is Elkhart, the next step. With me is Jasbo Reynolds. We had spent the first half hour being leveled, talking about the Redeem Mud Baths, because there had been complaints. The fact that you were leveled and you're not yet an overlord, can you explain that to people?
Well, Ed, the best way I can explain it is this. I have surrounded myself, obviously, with substandard mass material. The gross level that has been surrounding me today has been well below what I evaluate myself at.
Meaning you're sitting here with me?
Yes. Because of that, I have been sucked down a level, and I have become gross to a lower level than one should be at before one is elevated to overlord. Because of that, the overlords had to level me, and that is, tase me, sending through my body massive amounts of electricity to shake up and to open up that porthole of ego so that I can diminish and at the same time raise myself higher and higher and higher. The Moody Blues song, Higher and Higher, reflects that. It was written by a rock and roll band from England called the Moody Blues. And in it, the group tried to project the sense that one can become higher and higher and higher. Not high as in taking massive amounts of drugs, but high as in just simply getting way, way higher, way, way higher, and way, way higher until you're way, 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 way higher. But it has nothing to do with drugs. It has everything to do with trying to get up and away from the gross, grotesque, funky, and stinking life. Never mind.
Ah, you're losing your temper.
No, I am not. But I am bringing forth that energy which will try and purify me so that never again will the overlords ever... Well, I fucked that up. La, 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 la. God damn!
You know, speaking as a guy... You all right, Jesbo?
Yeah.
Speaking as a guy who has been leveled a number of times... You know, you gotta just do a little less talking and a little more boogieing, okay? You know, quit talking back, just get your ass up out of the grass and let the overlords take a good bullseye on it and just wait, hold your breath, it'll be over quick.
Elcott, the next step. Blasting off into newer arenas of mind, soul, body, and the molecular levels.
Elcott, next step.
Hi, I was listening to your Elcott, the next step radio show. I'm very impressed. Is there anywhere I can get that information? Why, certainly, sir. By simply coming to one of our Elcott, the next step lectures, you'll find yourself immersed in no time. What about that mud bath? You wear underwear and slop around in the mud to the point where you look like you're useless, like you, perhaps 40, 50, 60 years ago, you would have been euthanized. Yes, sir. That's right off the main highway in Wampaw. Drive slowly and look for men wearing Fruit of the Loom BVDs or wearing their boxer shorts. I'm not sure which the brands are, but bun huggers, right? Yes, sir, that's right. Once you see that, you'll know you're close. You'll know you're closer than you've ever been before.
Elcott, the next step.
We'll be right back.
Vision must improve our sight.
My name's Jerry Geaton, and Jerry Geaton Chevrolet has got a deal for you like you wouldn't believe. Jerry Geaton Chevrolet is opening up now at 9 a.m. each and every day. 9 a.m. each and every day and closing at 9:05. But guess what? In that five-minute period, we're giving away cars, we're giving away scooters, we're giving away bicycles, we're giving away motorcycles, we're giving away lawnmowers, we're giving away anything with an internal combustion engine. Jerry Geaton in Wampaw, because guess what? Jerry Geason's is open.
And this is Jesbo Reynolds with me as Ed Elcott. I don't mean to be taking the controls of the program today, Ed, but it looks like it's been necessary.
Well, you see, one of the problems is I grow less confident with each passing week as to my role here in Elcott the Next Step.
And why would you say that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's because each and every week that I'm here, I'm leveled more and more and more until there's no feeling in my fingers or feet.
Well, as you know, it's all for your own good, Ed. Someday, God willing, and the creek don't rise, you'll be an overlord.
There is no God, as you know, in Elcott the Next Step. We bereave in the reverse God.
Yes, we demand of God.
I've demanded of God that he make me an overlord. I demand it.
Well, apparently God is not really afraid of you. See, God's got to be afraid of a guy. If you go to God and you say, hey, you big man sitting up there on your throne, you're going to get this done, or I go up there and I start kicking God ass. Apparently you don't...
Well, I've been saying that, yeah.
The big man, he doesn't care. He just doesn't care, you know? I think you need to put on your war face like in that movie. Go ahead. Give it your war face.
What do you mean, give it the war face?
Come on, demand of God that you become an overlord.
God, I demand...
Oh, don't be a pussy. Do it the way you should do it.
God, I demand...
Look at it, I want you to do it right.
No, you can't...
God, do it right! You'll learn.
Oh, man, whoever told you you had the right to...
I can level you because I'm a sub-overlord.
Sub-overlord. Hello, you're on the air. This is Elcott, the next step.
I wouldn't take any of that bullshit from that guy next to you. I'll tell you right now, that guy next to you had a... That's not the guy that's on the program. Is that the guy on the program any week?
Look, sir...
Why don't you shut your fucking mouth? I'm talking to Ed. Ed, why are you taking bullshit from that guy? That guy is every week. He's never there every week. You're the guy that runs that show. How come you taking all that bullshit to another level there?
Sir, my name is Jazbo Reynolds.
Would you shut your mouth? I'm talking to Ed Elcott.
Look, sir, I appreciate what you're saying.
You don't know that. You don't take all that bullshit from that guy. If I were that guy, I'd get up and kick his ass around the room. You kick his ass around the room, drill. Every time I'm going around the room, do that too.
Well, I have the overlords to contend with.
I gotta kick their ass too. Overlords ain't doing you any favor. Gotta find that.
Sir, you have counseled the kicking of the overlord ass. That is not allowed.
Oh, it's not allowed? I'm not telling you what to do right now. I'd kick your ass around the block for drill, take your gun to...
That was amazing. You just leveled a non-com.
No one gives the overlords shit. How many times have I had to tell you that? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jazbo Reynolds. When you call into this program and you want to start commenting on Elcott the Next Step, what we do, how we do it, that's fine. But when you start talking about coming down here and kicking ass on one of the overlords, they'll reach out and touch, Jack, in ways you can't imagine.
Elcott the Next Step will continue in one moment. One moment. We're back now on Elcott the Next Step. This is Elcott the Next Step coming to your town. Would you like to be healthier, smarter? Would you like to see things? Would you like to have X-ray vision and look through walls and see through skirts and stuff? Elcott the Next Step is coming to your town. If you'd like to have Ed Elcott or maybe Jazbo Reynolds or one of the overlords to address you, even though the overlords don't talk to nobody, call up Wampaw University and ask for Wampaw Speakers Bureau 6. That's Wampaw Speakers Bureau 6. If you want to have Beans Halberstam come to your educational event and talk, you could do that too. Call up Wampaw University Speaker Bureau 5. That's Wampaw University Speaker Bureau 5. It's a fantastic opportunity for everybody, no matter who you are, to come on out and learn the ways of Elcott.
Elcott, the next step.
Elcott, the next step is coming to your town. Would you like to hear Beans Halberstam or perhaps one of the other overlords or the great Ed Elcott himself? You can. All you have to do is contact our Speakers Bureau. That's Speakers Bureau 6. Speakers Bureau 6, Wampaw, New York. Yes, Elcott, the next step is coming to your town. Elcott is coming to your town.
We're gonna have cake, and we're gonna have candy, and everything, and.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have made a foul mistake. You have pissed off Beans Halberstam, and you have made. Where'd everybody go?
Yeah, you asshole! Look what you did! Hi, I'm back. Yeah, there you go. Everybody, what I gonna tell you? We're gonna have candy. Hey, everybody. Hey!
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please, please pay attention to B...
Oh, boy, you're hitting a home run today.
Where did we go? Hey, everybody, I'm back. Here I am. Okay, look, we're gonna have candy, and we're gonna have cookie, and we're gonna...
You people, please.
Hey, quit while you're ahead, will you, Ed? I'll take over from here. Hi, everybody, this is Jazbo Reynolds, and I'm the guy that's gonna be...
Ladies and gentlemen, well, they don't like me either.
Okay, here I am. Ladies and gentlemen, you get that
Elcott, the next step. Don't be an asshole. Be an Elcott.
Who needs friends that never show? I'll tell you what you ought to know.
Elcott, we'll be right back.
Long ago, I'm just thinking about.
Fresno's Market is a place to go if you want all of your very, very fresh vegetables. We grow them right out here in the back. That's right, my wife and I, we pick them and we sell them. We pick them and sell them, and now, starting next week, fresh-cut meats. We slaughter them and we sell it. We take the hog, kill it, sell the meat. Take the hog, kill it, sell the meat. That's what we do. It's a family-owned and operated business for as long ago as I can remember. No one really knows when we started doing this, but we've been picking vegetables out of this same plot of ground. I don't plant anything. They just grow there magically. Maybe this is where Jack and his beanstalk lived. I have no idea. Why do you keep asking me? I don't know! It's the Greengrocer Market right at the corner. Don't miss out. Get your own very own valuable vegetables from the Greengrocer. And this is Ed Elcott with Elcott, The Next Step. Well, it's been a very, very illustrative, instructive, and I would say a most enjoyable hour of Elcott. And it's not over yet. Beans Halberstam will join us.
Thank you very much, Ed. I know that we kid around here, and a lot of time we have to level Ed. And we level Jaspo, too.
Which I don't appreciate either.
I'm sorry?
I don't appreciate... I'm going to be an overlord. You can't do...
That's good. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Okay. As I was saying, I'm being Halberstam, and we leveled Ed, and we leveled Jaspo. But we kid around. And what most of what we want to do is for you to come to the portal, to the place where we want to go. And...
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is not fair of you. Every time that the kid shows up, we get the crickets, okay? Oh, here they come.
Oh. Yeah, that's better. So as I was saying, I forget.
I've been leveled 15, 16, 17 times. I'm going to take myself a mud bath and they can kiss my ass.
Hey, Ed, it's Jaspo.
Well, Jaspo, what are you doing here?
Same thing as in your hair. I'm getting myself a mud bath.
Fun, isn't it?
Well, you look pretty nice in that underwear.
Oh, what a freak.
Well, it's just,
Just keep your thoughts to yourself, okay?
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm trying to deal with my feelings.
I don't care if they're repressed or not. Keep your feelings to yourself. Now, this is the Royal Mud Bath. Go ahead, make a mud patty, will you? Take it out of your pants. Let me tell you something, Jaspo. If the word gets back to the
Oh, look at that. Cat got your tongue?
Word gets back to the overlords that you're making a pass at me in the royal... in the Redeem... the...
The overlords don't have to know, honey. You and me? Why?
Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, it's not that we have anything against homosexuality in Elcott, The Next Step, but nobody really likes Jaspo. We've been looking for an excuse to do him in for a long time. Why, just the other day, I remember I was talking to... What a bunch of dicks.
Elcott, stop it.
Elcott, The Next Step has been executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
Yeah, hi. Is this Elcott, The Next Step? I was listening to the show. I want some more information.
Mama.
Well, I must have the wrong number then.
Mama.
Hi, Elcott, The Next Step, please. Is this that kid? Is this the Beans? Are you Beans?
No.
Yeah, Elcott, hello. Beans?
Mama.
Beans, give the phone over to an adult, will you, please, for Christ's sake? Elcott, The Next Step. It's Dr. Ed Elcott. What is going on around here? One minute I'm in the studio, the next minute I'm transported to a mud pit, the next minute I'm out in the woods, the next minute I'm addressing a crowd of people somewhere in France. What is going on? No, there was some kind of a tear in the migratory pattern. Cut the reality. What's that? I don't understand. Is there anyone there? Is there anyone that can speak to me about what... tear in reality?
There's been a tear in reality. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ed Elcott. Thank you very much. I'll see you when I see you. Look for me on Twitter. Twitter.com/ Dr. Ed Elcott. Twitter.com/Dottie Elcott. Not Dottie Elcott. Dr. Ed Elcott. Or Twitter.com/RealPhilHenry. Or Twitter.com/PhilHenryShow. Or Twitter.com.
Hold on, that one. Doo-doo.